Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and hotel. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omni Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I say hello to all of my friends, and I say habari gani to my new friends. And come right in and have a seat. And thank you so very much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. And we are continuing with our startup conversation where we are talking about startup businesses. And I'd like to invite you in to be a part of our discussion. And I ask those people who have not frequented our show to please lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. Just lock it right in, little G, and keep it right there. Now, we're embarking upon this topic for the benefit of our African-American families who are searching for businesses and entrepreneurship. We know that Obama wants us to own our own businesses, so he's created opportunities for those startup businesses, and there are also all sorts of tax incentives for owning your own business. Now, we're talking about cottage home businesses, we're talking about startup businesses and internet businesses, and today we'll be talking to a gentleman in reference to a business that is not a multi-level marketing business, but it is a business that you can start up from the home. And you're not selling a product, ladies and gentlemen. You can involve yourself with this particular product where it is your normal shopping that you do when you make your purchases. You will be given credit and you will be giving points for making those purchases. And Mr. Edward Jr. Smith, I might add. Let me give you a little background information about him, and he'll be able to give you more detail about this online business. Robert comes to us by way of Gary, Indiana. However, he's originally from Detroit, Michigan. He's been a longtime entrepreneur, and he has been in business for himself for quite a bit of time. He is a pro fighter. He has fought in the ring, and I don't think he's been in the ring with Cassius Clay or Joe Louis or anybody, but he is a professional boxer and an athlete. And I met him through a family member, and the family member he remembers so well that he went on to give me information about him. And I saw that he was an entrepreneur, a very hardworking entrepreneur, I might add, and he is not afraid to make those ventures out there. And he is locally right here in Indiana, right here in the city of Gary, Indiana, and he's pursuing this business, and he wants to share it with the community. So I've invited him on today to talk a little bit about the business and give you, from his own perspective, the benefits, the business plan, and just the 411 on the business that he's describing, where you are not involving yourself in a multi-level marketing business, but you're involving yourself in a sharing system that would allow people to sign up without having the monthly fees. Now, I'm going to bring him on in just a minute, so I'd like to go out and say hello to him. So if you would please position yourself, ladies and gentlemen, and I have been soliciting for people to come in, leave their messages, and if they cannot stay, and call in on the line. If they can't stay, to call in on the lines. We would like for them to post their questions in the chat room. They're now open. Now, let me go and say hello to Mr. Edward. I hope he can.
It's my pleasure being on there.
Hello, Mr. Smith.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Thank you so much for joining us at this short notice. I certainly do appreciate that. And I want to introduce you a little bit more formal. I want you to be able to give us a little bit more information about what you're doing locally here with the business, how your downline is formalizing, and give us some insight about the business plan. Now, before we do that, I would like for you to come on and give me a little bit more background about yourself, and then we'll go to commercial. Go ahead. You have the air.
Well, listen, I am glad to do that. Yes, I am raised in Gary, Indiana, born in Detroit, Michigan. Family is here. I went to school here. I was an athlete in high school. Football, track, went on to college. South Carolina State University, where I played football, was national champion. So athletics has been a strong part of my life. Had a free agent contract with the Bears way back in 1977. But you know what? Sometimes things happen. Broke my shoulder there in preseason camp. So I think, you know what? What did I do? Having that athletic ability, having that will, that feel, that belief in myself. See, my father and uncles was all professional fighters. But I was told by my mother, I said, listen here, that's the last thing I want you to do is to fight. Well, I started fighting until when I could afford not to. After I got degrees, I was out in the world. But what I did, I ventured into boxing. Now, I was kind of a small child, but when you're an adult, trying to put your feet together, it's not the same, but you know how it is. If you hold a bike when it's a child, if you got to get on the bike now, how hard it is. But you know what? With ambition, with desire, you go and you redevelop yourself. And as a result, after football had concluded, I fought in the amateurs for a couple of years, okay? I got ranked number two in the nation, turned professional. I fought professionally for 7.5 years. I was up on the Don King for about 4 years, broke my contract gap for 3, but life has been plentiful. But at the same time,
Mr. Smith, we're going to ask you to hold that point. We're going to go to commercial, and then we're going to put the spotlight right back on you, Mr. Smith. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. Hold your horses. We'll be right back at you because we are going to take a short break and come right back into the same topic. Ladies and gentlemen, hold your horses because there's lots more to talk about. We'll be right back at you. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for joining the Curator Read Room. And ladies and gentlemen, we're interviewing Mr. James Smith. He is gracing our stage for the first time. He is an entrepreneur and a businessman, and he works in the area of internet business. And he has chosen one of the marketing strategies that is a little different from all the others we have heard. herein lies a business where there's no product that we're marketing. So we are anxious to learn more about it, and we're going to bring Mr. Smith right back on to continue telling us about the business plan, about the structure of the business, and telling you how you can get involved with this online business. And first of all, we wanted him to give us the name and the website again as to where we could find this business online. Mr. Smith, you have the atmosphere.
Okay, thank you. Excellent. Listen, let me be direct and right to the point. We're not talking about network marketing. It has a similarity, but it is not network marketing. Let me tell you, network marketing, you know, people got to get people, got to get people, and a host of other associates, and the company basically makes money on both having websites, both having standard orders that they have to make every month, their annual fees and things of this nature. But you know what? I cannot network marketing because I've made a lot of money in network marketing, but everything has its obstacle, all right? And the obstacle starts with you. You believing in yourself to pursue it and to make it happen. But what I'm speaking about is an avenue of business that will enable you to show nothing. Now, let me just give you a site that will fully explain. See, I want to be the messenger and not the message, all right? So if you're listening, take this down now. Let's be direct, right to the point. www.loyalty, that's L-O-Y-A-L-T-Y, income, I-N-C-O-M-E.com. Yes, loyaltyincome.com, and then place in the password friendship bonus in order to know exactly about that. But what does it entail? It entails exactly what you're already doing every day, every minute. Now, I mean, when you go out to go somewhere, you got to buy gas. You go across the, if you go out of town, you need a hotel room, motel room. You may have to catch a plane, airfare, train fare. You know, you go out there and you eat food. You may have to feed 12 people if your family is big. Guess what? All of those things that you do, when you spend money, you get money right back in your personal account. That's right. That's quite phenomenal. You know, we're not talking about a monthly fee. We're not talking about a cost to get in. We're not talking about an annual fee. We're talking about you continue to do what you've been doing and get paid. And when you get strong enough and wise enough to inform others, guess what? They get paid and you get paid too. But it's more than just a cash back sort of deal. There's more benefits to it. That site will totally enlighten you, enable you to see the benefit of this international opportunity, but only been here in the States just a couple of years. Right? We're talking about businesses, major businesses that's already here that we are established with. Okay? My goodness, it is quite an opportunity. Now, I have to be kind of cautious of just how I publicize because you know, they have rules and regulations in terms of promoting something. So I want to just be the messenger, able you to go and see about it, and then you can communicate with me, and you can share about being about it. But we want you to see it, see if it's for you. My number, to contact me if that's okay, is 219-977. No, let me rephrase. Let me give you that one particular office number, 219-712. I repeat, 219-712-0211. Yes.
Now,
Edward, go right ahead.
Mr. Smith, I would like to know, how did you find out about this business, and what is different about this business that was like no other business before? Now, true enough, we have to buy things, so we as African Americans have cut back on our consuming of just products, and we're buying bare necessities. Now, where are some of the stores that you can use this membership card, and is there a membership fee, and what type of upfront money would one have to involve themselves in putting into this business to keep it flowing and making a profit, and is there a residual payout, and how many types of residual payouts are there for you to reap your benefits from?
Let me answer your questions directly. Number one, you do not have to pay a dime to get involved and make money in this business. Okay. Two, it involves all the major stores that you're so used to shopping at: Walmart, Walgreens, Costco's, BP Oil. There are major, major businesses that we are already shopped at and spent our money at, Penny's, Sears, they're all right there, Kmart, and there's added businesses that's added each and every day. And when we go and we shop now, the process, there is a process in terms of you can shop online, you can shop by way of your cell phone, you can be right outside the business and activate a process that they're working on the strategy right now by being able to have a barcode going to the business, okay, small merchant, and be able to use that barcode and everything that you purchase, guess what, you buy it at full price, but you get money back into your account on Tuesday. And guess what, when you're informed and enlighten other people, okay, and to enroll, to just communicate with me, or once you're involved, people will communicate with you and just find unchallenging things. Name.
I have a question, Edward. Now, yes. if you have a card, I'm sure that there's some type of upkeep on that card to keep the fees down. What is involved with that card?
Let me explain to you.
And your fees.
It's not like a credit card that there's money on that card. That card is a card of transacting your business. Yes, you would go and place money in your back office of the company. Dollar for dollar is
being
charged
to you. How much money would you be placing on that card, or what's the minimum amount?
I mean, minimum amount could be $15, $20, okay? That may be no more than just signing up people. Now, be conscious. It costs me $1.50 to sign you up, okay? All right, so, but there's no cost to you to be signed up. So if you get involved, everyone whom you sign up, yes, it costs you $1.50. That $1.50 is in your back office. Every time you sign someone up, they take that $1.50 from your back office. Every time you go somewhere and shop, money comes from your back office. So we have to change our concept of spending money.
Edward, you said every time you sign someone up, they deduct from that $1.50, or do they add to it?
No. When you sign someone up to be involved in this opportunity, it costs you to sign them up $1.50. That's the cost of business.
So where is your profit coming in at?
Oh, it comes in by way of the process of every time someone does what they do, they shop. The company. Mm-hmm. The company provides a scale. There's instant dollars that comes into the account of the person who signed them up, and the account of the person who signed them up. But then there's other aspects of the game, even besides the cash back. Even the person who made the purchase get paid by way of the line
now,
of process.
Now, what length of time is that turnaround time for the reimbursement? Is it weeks, months, or do you get that turnaround time immediately?
It's computed in your back office instantly, but on Tuesday, the company pays you out. The company is worldwide.
Now, what are we talking? Are we talking nickels and pennies and dimes and increments and fractions of the divided percentages? Are we talking dollars and cents for every person that's shopping? How much, with an average person spending $50 in a Walmart, how much? What percentage of that would your clients be getting of that person's purchase?
If you can understand this, say each particular merchant, that large merchant may have agreed to a discount, maybe 5 to 7%. Okay, within that 5 to 7%, you're paid instantly when you make a purchase. 2% may go directly into your account. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That remainder of 5%. That 5%, okay, is distributed to you. And also, those individuals that brought you in a fashion called unit. When you go to the site that I gave you, it will fully explain. And those units bill. Now, once a unit bills to $75, okay, there's a process. A process that's used to enable that unit. Those are not dollars that you can go and spend. Those are not dollars and cents to your benefit to spend right then, but those are dollars and cents that grows into from $75 up to $600 beyond based upon the Linus process. But again, it would take you going to the site to see it because my trying to explain it over the phone may be difficult for your ears to see it, to comprehend it. But it's a worldwide organization, been in Europe for over 10 years. Close to 67% of businesses in Europe are utilizing Linus. And it's a concept here that we need to be conscious of and take advantage of so that we can make gains from what we're already doing. Now, it can become a business, or it can just merely be a few dollars and cents and back into your pocket from what you already spent. There's a system that's designed, and I got to apologize because I'm not the system. You know, you need to see it instead of hear me. But I know this is an introductory to what's going on, but it is a great opportunity because it's only been in the United States for just a couple of years. And as many of the large businesses that we have signed up, there's a many a business and a many a person who don't know about the process. I mean, compare this in mindset to like the credit card back in 1966. During that time, a young assistant banker saw people walk into the bank, and he was paying everything with cash. And he said,
let me say this, Edward. What our people are lacking is exposure and options. What the African Americans are lacking is the opportunity of having options. And I wanted to present to them options today, and I want to continue to present to them options so that they can make a decision about what to involve themselves in and make an intelligent decision and be able to exercise that readily and have to have just minimum amount of resources. And that is what the problem has been. We keep asking for jobs, and I'm telling the people not to ask for a job anymore, but ask for an opportunity and have options where they can work for themselves. And we have been trying to paint that picture for people so that they have that option of working for themselves, and they won't really have to be stuck and waiting for somebody to pay them and waiting for a gig to wear out. Because gigs do, you know, we know this is a right-to-work state, and people can be laid off at any given time. And they do not have any recourse. And we really want to make sure people start creating streams of income for themselves by contracting themselves out, setting their own business up. That's one of the reasons why I admired what you were doing, because you never seemed to have given up under the concept that there's no jobs. You kept creating out of your own substance and out of your own opportunities. And I think most black men, I'm going to ask them to come in to listen to what you're saying, because there's black men that really need to know that there are jobs out there. You are going to have to take a chance on yourself. I didn't say take a chance on the car dealership company, the company overseas. I said take a chance on yourself, because truly, if you don't take a chance on yourself, your families are going to be suffering, and your children will be out without any food. And you'll be sitting here at the 1300 hours still talking about you want a job, going through these agencies where they're letting you go left and right. So here's what I want to do. Because of our time constraint, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a private line number that we're going to invite people in to talk on that private line number. And we're going to ask them to come in on that private line number. And if Mr. Edward would like to continue talking to clients or potential people that could be in his downline, we want to invite those people back. And we want to give out that private number so that I can access it. And it seems like when you get a new number, if you don't fix it in your mind right away, the number gets away from you. And as I was telling you earlier, I had an extension where after, you know, our time had expired here, we can go to that number. And sometimes I'm able to go online to talk to people in on the Facebook room as well as on the Twitters. Now, I want to say to all those Twitters listeners out there, by way of Twitters, we have Mr. Edward Smith, Jr. on the line, who is a faithful entrepreneur. independently working for himself, refusing to give up under the auspices that there are no jobs. He has created a job for himself, which we all can do. I believe in the almighty concept of work, and nobody can put you out of work when you believe in the concept of work. And you can determine if you want to work and strive towards being a millionaire. No one can take that from you. The millionaires that you see out there are millionaires because they decided that they were descended from royalty and that they have an heir, and some of them were born with silver spoons in their mouth. Let's face it. However, if we're not one of those people, we still can aspire to work for ourselves and keep at it until we get better. Eventually, you are going to get better at this thing, and you'll be able to master what it is you're trying to raise up and market. Now, there's lotions and potions, and I'm telling you, we've sold them before, and there's all kinds of association fees and membership fees that we end up dropping out of, but we're looking for something brand new. I'm talking about brand new that we can involve ourselves in, something where we do not have to spend all of our life's earnings to do. And I think that that's what Mr. Edward is talking about, a product where we every day invest in ourselves by purchasing and making our purchases and coming back and getting the benefit that we reap from selling and buying. We have $1 billion purchasing power, African Americans. I don't want you to forget this. We spend the most money. Our dollar does not circulate and holler in our community at any given time. And if we're spending $1 billion, by golly, who are we making rich if we're spending $1 billion? Where is this money going? And how can we get some of it back in our own community? Now, I want you to ask yourself, if you don't take a chance this month and invest in yourself and create options where you can work for yourself, you're never going to have that opportunity. And you're going to always be trying to make a dollar and stretch a dollar. But when you can create assets where you can invest, then you can buy property upon property and own various different villas all over the world. Most millionaires are not just buying in one area. They're going and duplicating themselves, and this is the trick. How do we duplicate ourselves and create streams of income so no one can ever put us out of business again and no one could ever shut us down? Be determined, and it sounds like Mr. Smith is determined. How determined are you, Mr. Smith?
Listen here. I'm so determined. This is what I know. I know that if you help enough people take care of their problems, they take care of yours. It is an opportunity here to go to work. Now, you hear about opportunities all on the phone and people talk about making thousands. Yes, I'm communicating with people who's making some huge money, but guess what? They worked. They worked to get it. They worked to reach out to other people and work a system that's already in place. We're here to help you help yourself. Work as a team. Work in unity. Because guess what? As much despair as we have, as hungry as we might be like right now, guess what? That because of that hunger, because that allow that hunger to aid you to feed on opportunity, not despair. And know that, hey, there's an opportunity here, but it's worth, come on, man, it's worth communicating with people. We're not in the convincing business, though, because that's somebody that's out there that says, I've been waiting for this. That's the someone you want to spend time with. That's the someone you want to call. But you might have to go to 101 folks to find that one person. But guess what? It doesn't take many people in this business to work together to make things multiply for others. Guess what? It's what you already do. If you just want to be a customer and gain a few dollars and cents, all well and good. But if you have the ambition and the desire to be coachable, okay, to be able to work a system, to be taught by folks who's already made it. We have people who's making strong gains, reaching back to help the people whom I'm helping to get to where they at. Beyond me. Listen, it's work. Bottom line, you're here, you're on the site to listen, but it's work. But it's work that will pay off if you work it right. It's already proven. The question is, do you believe? The question is, do you know that you deserve?
Mr. Smith, I believe, and I know it's so, and I know every one of the people in the listening audience today, they just need a boost. They need some options, and they need probably some startup cash, even that $1 to get that back office started. And we have to make sure they know what's involved. They need to be told the truth so they know what's involved so that there are no surprises that hits them in the face later on when they're not ready and able to pay for those monthly fees. And they need to know how involved they have to be and the time that they have to put aside, because our time becomes our money. Now, here's what I want to say. We're going to ask Mr. Smith to come back and join us again tomorrow at our time, which is at 5 o'clock tomorrow. And if you would like to join us, we can continue this conversation. However, I was going to try to extend it out, but I think that I am going to just have another day added on. Now, Mr. Smith, would you like to come back and continue on part two, where we could talk about streams of income and how they can advance this business and become incorporated and get themselves set up like a bona fide LLC of some sort?
I will explain to them exactly just what it takes. But it does not take and require that form of indebtedness. But you were here
We don't have the time to extend it to the conversation of adding on, you know, another hour or two. Our time is up on us now. So I would like to definitely invite you back.
Tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Excellent.
To be a part of our show tomorrow, and we are going to thank you and ask you to please do join us tomorrow so we can do part two of this and we can extend this out for those of those people who are not able to be here to hear the first part of our session. Will you be able to join us at all tomorrow?
Tomorrow at 5. I'll be here promptly.
Okay, it sounds great then. Ladies and gentlemen, please do come back and feature our recording on demand. And Mr. Edward Smith,
well, Mona is the message. Got to get the message. The message to our brothers and sisters.
Please do join us.
The message.